Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ratchet Renaissance Podcast. I'm your co-host, Daria Harper.
And I'm your co-host, Rajan Dubaya, and we want to welcome you to our weekly Kush-filled convo, where an artsy journalist and a faggot comedian explore spirituality, sex positivity, and society.
Welcome to hell, bitch.
Okay.
Hello.
Welcome all. We're back and we are gonna start with a bang. So Raj,
some of these facts were just so fucking funny and weird. So this one is really the fun one. Allegedly, 33% of British women believe jumping up and down immediately after sex can prevent pregnancy. Now, I think I also saw that was also maybe like culturally relevant because the show Victoria about Queen Victoria, one of her like duchess or like her maidens, like that's what she told her. So maybe like that was like a cultural phenomenon. Again, Queen Victoria also had 9 children. So I don't know if she was the best one to get this advice from.
Wait, this is so interesting. I'm also intrigued. I feel like there's a lot of interesting, in terms of like, what is it? So this is like an idea of like contraception?
Yeah, but not really because... Oh yeah, contraception. Yeah, because I was thinking of abstinence for a second, but no, it's like you definitely have had sex and then you jump up and down. I don't know if the down is the more important part because the up is definitely going to get it worse.
I was just about to say, so what is it? You're like...
Because I know people...
I was about to say something really... You're like... like, is it like shaking down? Like
I think it's an up and down. Like a jumping jack, if anything.
Without the arm.
Without the arm,
I mean,
just a little like pencil
you could
jump.
Add it.
A little pencil jump.
Just doing jumping jacks.
I mean,
Because I do know like women have like done that method of like being upside down to actually try and get pregnant.
Yeah.
But again, this is just bullshit because once the cum is inside of you, you literally have the ability
there's
to
no
be
amount
pregnant.
Of shaking
like there's no yeah.
That's gonna
can't
be
shake
like,
it out.
Shake it out. We good. That I like that one.
I like
I
it. I feel bad for those 33% of British women who genuinely believe that, but I like where they're coming from.
I like where they're coming from.
37. No, 33.
33%?
Yeah, 33%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we're going to do our tweet talk.
To freedom!
Okay, so before we get into our tweet talk, I want to introduce our lovely guest for this week. We have Sam.
What's
Taylor.
Up, y'all?
I was kidding. I was like, are you going to say your last name?
Of course. Also known as DJ Honeybun.
Honey
Bun. Oh, there it is. I didn't know your DJ name.
DJ
I wanted
Honey
to know.
Bun.
Yes. So give the folks just a little bit about you. I know, I mean, Sam is an incredible DJ, but also I think of as just like multidisciplinary. So
oh, thank you.
Just give the people a little bit about you.
Yes, my name is Sam, and I go by DJ Honeybun. That's like a southern synonym for like pussy/ass.
Absolutely.
Coming from the infamous crime mob song, Rock Your Hips. Mm-hmm. We had Diamond or Princess. I don't know who was.
Hell yeah.
I don't know who spit that bar, but talking about Honey Bun, let me get this Honey Bun.
That's such
and
a
And I was like, I'm from Dallas. Well, I'm not really from Dallas. I was born in New York. And then I grew up in this horrible, horrible place called Amarillo, Texas.
Oh my God, I have family in Amarillo.
Oh my God.
Amarillo is horrible.
It's like the worst place on earth.
I'm so sorry. No, literally, there's a specific, wow, I'm now even being so open about this, because there's only one family in Amarillo.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
There's a very Amarillo.
Yep. So I grew up there.
Wow.
Not by choice. But the whole time my mom was working in the music industry, so she...
In Amarillo?
Yeah. We don't... I don't
intriguing.
Know. Yeah. She, like, did... She was the buyer for all of the music in Walmart and stuff like that. Back when CDs were popping and, like, you actually went to Walmart to, like, get the new Beyonce CD. Stuff like that. So I was just always, like, around music with her. She would take me to the BET Awards and stuff like that. And then I really claim New York, although I only lived here until I was like 5. But, you know.
Those are very
home
young.
Is where
they're all, yeah.
Mental years.
Words.
So, yeah, but then I eventually moved to Dallas my sophomore year of high school. That's how I met this beautiful lady over here.
Yes.
And then I moved to New York to go to NYU 4 years ago now. Just graduated.
Yes.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you, thank you. And then I started DJing once I grad. Well, I guess, no, my last year of school, I was, I started DJing, and then I started being, like, there's this, a fabulous woman named Halima, who is a singer-songwriter, and I started DJing for her, like, as her artist DJ when she performs. So through that I got like a lot of experience and also just like a lot of behind the scenes of the music industry because I hadn't really like seen that before. And then and then I started doing it for real really last summer. But yeah, that's about
I love it. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much. And also we'll definitely be sharing you because the people need to know, like, Sam is a fire ass DJ and you need to get your live, so if you're in New York, you definitely need to pull up and be
come
at,
see me
at the shows. Amazing. Yes, thank you for sharing. So I am going to share our tweet for this week that we thought was almost, I mean, I will say this is of the utmost importance, like this is forefront in my mind, so
I'm glad your name also derives from pussy, because this has a lot to...
I'm about anything pussy related.
Yes.
Okay.
It's so beautiful.
Let's go.
Sissy sees pussy.
You know?
Namaste. Pussy and me.
Yeah.
Pussy and pussy. It's just beautiful. But, so, we have a tweet from Badu World Market.
Oh,
Erica's new
got a whiff
market. So
I'm curious about this. Yeah.
Yes. So this tweet by Body World Market says, "Ain't no mo pussy. Hashtag sold out." And now this is in reference to.
I'm also dead at how relevant this is to my DJ.
Okay. Yeah. It literally like I'm so couldn't
funny. Be happier.
I could not be happier.
Yes.
So the pussy episode. Yeah. This is the pussy episode. Maybe that's what we have to call it. So this. Yeah, this tweet is in reference to Ain't No More Pussy, hashtag sold out, is in reference to Erica's new Pussy Premium incense scent that she has created, which sold out in like under 20 minutes when she released it online. And I just thought that that was absolutely amazing. You know, she she said that her pussy be changing people's lives.
Yes, please refer to the urban legend she had mentioned.
Yes, so she says there's an urban legend that, oh, hold up, I got y'all. She says, there's an urban legend that my pussy changes men. The men that I fall in love with and that fall in love with me change jobs and lives. She goes on to say that she took a pair of her panties, lots of pairs of panties, cut them into little pieces, and burned them. Now, the ashes of her underwear and essential oils and herbs are mixed, and now we have an incense called Pussy Premium.
So does
Erica.
This mean that she has no more underwear? Like she's burned all
what I wanted to know. Someone told me that she said something about how she just doesn't wear underwear anymore. So she was like, oh, right. Don't need these. So I'll just
my mom does that too.
Burn them up.
Sell them.
And I'm like, hey, like going commando is great feeling. So go off, I guess.
Is it? I was in this debate with
not in jeans. I have to admit, not in jeans.
Jeans.
Hey, times are rough sometimes.
I literally had this debate with my coworker. She was like, I've never not worn underwear. And she was like, she thought that was like a fact. Like, and she asked all of us, and I'm like, girl, like, times are rough.
Yeah, sometimes,
like right now, I'm wearing Santa Claus underwear because I need to do my laundry. These are the last two pairs of underwear I have. They say ho, ho, ho on them right now. Like,
ho, ho, ho.
You know,
Christmas is around the corner.
It's like, what corner?
It's February.
Time is hard. It's around that back corner.
Yeah, the back corner. You gotta turn back around.
Just whip on over there, and it's still around the corner. That's funny as
fuck. Wait, so how many incense do you think she made?
Thank you for saying that, because I wanted to know how many come. Is it a pack? Is it one stick?
I will say. Oh, you know what? It's 20 sticks per box.
What? She was generous. That's sweet. Thank you.
20 sticks per box. I am very curious. Yeah, I thought you were saying, like, how much did she release? Ooh, no, I don't know how much they are.
I mean, because pussy's worth thousands.
$50. Oh.
That's from the Zola story. Pussy's worth thousands.
I can't wait to see that.
That actual movie of it.
Sheesh. That's gonna be wild.
Yeah,
I really
I'm
see
really,
it.
Really ready for
Wait,
that.
$50, so that's about
$50
two,
per 20
like 10
stick
a stick.
I mean,
yeah.
The fact that, yeah, it sold out that quickly. I mean, hell, I probably would have gone. I don't think I would spend $50 on
no.
it. No. But I would like
again,
one of my friends.
Again, if her pussy smells like Elizabeth Taylor's diamonds, give me 12 boxes.
If you're changing, if you're making niggas change lives and jobs, I mean.
That's also true, yeah.
Fine.
I actually now want a, what's it called? A follow-up for all the people who bought
yeah.
it. In the next 5 years, are their jobs changed? Are
yeah. I know,
and
like,
if they didn't,
I need like a Harvard business report.
Yeah. Yeah. Harvard.
I want to read it.
I need Harvard that. Students following
wait,
up on this.
Wait.
I need the best of the best.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
For bad news, pussy.
But also, I don't know, because I feel like Andre 3000 is struggling right now. Like, I'm kind of worried for him. I don't know if... There's this podcast on Spotify with...
Yeah.
What's his name? This really famous
Ooh,
guy
name?
With the beard.
Joe Budden?
No, he's this white guy with a beard.
Oh,
and he's like,
oh my
I
God.
I his name. Anyways, he has,
I
like,
feel
this
like I know you're talking
podcast
about.
On Spotify, and he
yeah.
was interviewing Andre and how, like, he's just really confused and, like, doesn't know
that.
What to... Maybe.
Oh, wow.
ZZ Top.
Rick
Rubin? That's definitely wrong.
Rick Rubin,
Rick
of course. Yes, Rick
Word.
Rubin. And then I was in the subway yesterday, and I saw this ad of Andre 3000. Oh, what's his real name?
Andre Ben.
Whatever. Andre. I saw him on this, like, really sad-looking advertisement of some show coming out. Maybe it's good or not.
No, I think... I know what you're talking about. I was telling Ivan that the other day, and I was, like, so confused by what this show is.
Yeah.
Apparently,
like,
it's been talked
he
for
just seems like he doesn't know what he wants to do right now. Like,
yeah.
But maybe that's, like, because he's not with
he's not.
Anymore.
He's not getting the premium pussy.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's
like,
it.
The adverse effect.
And one time... When around the corner from where you work now,
mm-hmm.
I used to live on the dorms on Lafayette.
Oh, word.
And it was
okay.
like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at some party.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at McDonald's, of course,
mm-hmm.
in
of course.
Chinatown. And he comes in, and I'm like, oh, my. And I'm
oh
drunk. Like, I'm. I, this is not the time to talk to him. There's like two other guys.
Talk to Andre 3000.
He's got on sunglasses. I'm like, is it daytime?
Shit.
I don't know what's going on.
What
two guys
what?
Are trying to fight next to us. We're
of
just looking at each other like.
That's
my
story. He's always that's no. That's
did he have the what does he have usually a trumpet or a saxophone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, the trumpet.
Did he have it?
He was doing that too.
Okay, cool, thank you.
But
wow.
I think these are all just like lack of Erica.
It could be
syndrome
yes.
And confusion. But I
he
hope
is
he
confusion.
Can figure it out because I love him.
See,
yeah.
that's so. I hope he can figure it out too. Because no, like again, no shade to Erica, but the one thing I have to critique is when R. Kelly. Like, the whole documentary and stuff coming out, she very much was, like, behind him and being, like...
Yeah, I do remember seeing a lot of...
She's,
things.
Yeah, she's controversial.
Very controversial. And very...
I think it's a generational thing, though, too. That's why
yes.
that's why people
it
let it slide.
Is.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of black women of her age are really
and
standing
like
40s
are, yeah, very
I'm
much...
Like, what is this?
And I'm like,
they
huh.
just refuse to believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like...
And I'm like,
ooh,
I don't
know
really know
about.
What other...
Nor do
like,
I want to know.
Yeah. Like, what else?
Nor do I
want to
know.
I don't want to know why they fuck with him like that, but...
No, that's a great point. That's interesting. But yes, we, I
hope
mean, I hope
tweet.
That I
yeah.
get to smell
oh,
the
yeah.
incense soon. That's all I will say.
She goes soon.
I yeah. want to know. Like, if anybody who's listening to this has...
Seriously, like, hey, anyone who's bought these incense, I need to smell.
Please invite us over. Like, I will buy a couple sticks.
out of your box. I'll buy a couple sticks
the
out
box.
Of your box.
Hey, I mean, I want to know. So,
it's the whole metaphor.
I know, it's just going to go forever. It's the pussy episode. Anyways, let's get into our dank discourse.
Our dank discourse. Light
yes,
them
yes,
up,
yes.
ladies.
Smoke weed every day.
So, we are going to be talking about...
Oh, yeah, the first thing we mentioned when
yeah,
Sam walked in.
When you got here. Oh, my gosh. Also, just one thing I have to say, and I will admit, like, I don't have personal... like, strong personal feelings for this person as an artist, but I feel like since we're going to be talking to someone... You good over there?
Sorry, this shit wasn't lighting. I got it, though.
You got it. But yeah, since we're talking about music, I just have to say, RIP to Pop Smoke. I have been very, very, like, taken aback by the quickness with which we've experienced a lot of high-profile deaths, I guess,
yeah.
recently. And it's just kind of a lot going on. So I just wanted to say... Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Because, yes.
I think it's specific, too, though, that what you're mentioning
mm-hmm.
about young musicians, though. Like, they, young musicians have always, like, generationally, like, there have been stories of young musicians dying, but it's
sure,
a very, like, big issue that I think, we're definitely touching upon. And that you're referencing right now about depression and anxiety and all of that, what's it called? All the mental health, like, awareness that isn't going on in the music industry, and then when artists bring it up, everyone's like, well, shut up, you're getting paid. And it's like, well, what?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to make music.
No, it's like, when do we...
I love that cry.
That psycho baby cry
that's based off of a fire alarm.
Literally. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I can't. But, yeah, no, that's a great, like, even that as a segue, just some... I'm curious to hear... In relation to that specifically, like, if you have any thoughts about... I think I started talking a little bit about... it was SZA, who most recently is, like, an artist that I saw, came out talking about their...
Rolling Stone.
Right? Yeah, so it was, like, after this Rolling Stone interview and cover, that SZA and Megan Thee Stallion and Normani were on, and they look, like, incredible on the cover, but also right afterwards, SZA... kind of came out on her Twitter and just said, like, out of nowhere, like, oh, I'm glad y'all like the cover, but, like, this is gonna be my last video interview and, like, kind of
press,
shoot. And, yeah, like, press in general. And then, actually, Sam, you bring up a good point. Like, she definitely has had, like, has been saying things about, like,
which is fine.
Just,
like,
yeah, exactly.
I go back
change
on what
mind.
I say all the time.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll say something the next day, it's a whole different story.
Absolutely.
Like, I said that?
No.
She's
like,
and if
no.
you think I did, I
no.
did it now.
Literally, like, that's...
Who said that?
Literally, like, I don't believe anything I say.
Oh, like, because we do change from minute to minute.
Yeah.
So
yes.
It's like,
kind of
I'm a different girl.
I like that.
I think that's what's frustrating, though. In your 20s, Loki, you're allowed to do that, though. I feel like adults always are like, oh, you're changing your mind. I'm like, well, I'm in my fucking 20s. Why are you changing your mind?
You
got it.
Yeah.
No, that's very true.
But then we get mad at them when they're not changing their mind, because then we're like, Erica, why do you actually defend R. Kelly?
Yeah.
She's like,
Wait, so she did a video interview as well?
So she didn't do a video interview for this, but I do know that they all have, like, feature length interviews, like a full spread in this issue or something.
Okay.
But let me see. She says... Okay, this is the actual tweet. She says, not doing any videos, interviews, or photos for the rest of my life. LOL, don't ask.
Okay, that sounds like a dramatic.
The rest,
if y'all
the rest
like,
of
my life.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yo.
If I've said the rest of my life for something, I know I don't mean it.
Like, when you
I've said
that,
I'm never gonna have sex for the rest of my life. I'm like, baby.
Literally, like, my,
don't we all
say
that after a little bit too much to drink? I'm never gonna be dating
Also, like,
now.
Twitter's just not the place to be stating facts. Like,
thank
it's
you.
The place of
thank
absolute
opinion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, just random thoughts you have at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
No, when nobody's texting you back and you're like, okay,
yes.
I'm gonna go to
someone
Twitter.
Someone needs to know this.
Someone needs to know.
No, and to that point, that's what I'm thinking about too, because then we were talking about her and saying this because of, like, her anxiety and stuff, and there's, like, other artists I just feel like that right now are, I feel like everyone is kind of, like, taking Twitter too seriously or, like, expecting something from it that I'm like, what did you think was gonna happen? Like, between, no, please, like, that's
did
like,
I do something?
That's just,
no, you didn't go. Take a big hit.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Because I took the big hit, I was like, oh. And I was like,
we're like,
oh.
Depression, just keep smoking.
Like, we're fine, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's all good.
No, I mean, I need a therapist. But that's a different conversation. But I don't know. I just think it's interesting because I feel like all of these conversations, people like what, who are we talking about? Oh, Summer Walker.
Yeah.
And then, like, Ari Lennox. Like, all of these people
right.
keep trying, or not trying to. I mean, maybe they really are, but I feel like I'm hearing this thing of, like, them wanting to champion some, like, movement of, like, addressing all of these things, but I also wonder, like, to what extent can that be taken seriously if it's through the medium of, like, you tweeting about it to, like,
right.
all of these
yeah.
fans or, like, doing live. It's not to say that I don't think you should, but I guess I'm
yeah.
just, like, you can't really expect that much from... I feel like people handle Twitter, like, so carelessly. Like, we all see it
yeah.
as that space.
I delete
so
it, like,
every
days,
couple of weeks.
You know?
Same.
I think that musicians are just generally, like, really sad anyway. Like, I don't know any musician is not, like, kind of depressed. Like,
So I feel like even just, like, the art form itself calls for, like, the type of personality that's already a bit, like, really in their feelings. Like, yeah. How else would you be able to... Like, SZA is, like... We all, like, every girl relates to her because she's, like, the most honestly mm-hmm. in her field. Yeah, like, every since the beginning, like, since those first EPs on SoundCloud, like, she's been the sad girl. Like, she pioneered this shit. So, like,
wait, I feel that. Realized we went to a SZA concert.
Oh, my God.
You too?
When you just said that, and I looked at your eyes. I was like, wait, is that concert was...
I was like, what?
This is, like, when SZA was first, like... Oh my God, that you said those old my life.
EPs and mixtapes, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Wait, did you go to the meet and greet?
Mm-mm. I didn't go to the meet and greet. Oh my God. Did you?
Yes. It was at some random, like, shoe store / barbershop. I haven't been to Dallas in a minute. There is, like, so many little spots.
I was just going to say, very much big on,
like,
on dual spaces.
Ah, yes. Okay.
All the way in on the like, mashup.
Yeah, there was facility. So much happening, like, when we were there. But she came.
So much. Yes.
That concert was amazing. Like,
she's
she was
a good-ass performer.
Twirling on the stage. This is when she had that, like, long, like, weave, and she was just...
She hit, whatchamacallit, a kick, a bop mom.
She was... She's a talented dancer.
With her leg, and I was like, sister...
She was so sweet. She's just so real. And, like, I get it. Like, I feel like her even saying that is just really real. But, like, I feel like what's the difference in you interviewing / doing photo shoots and, like, posting on Instagram? Because I feel like Instagram is, like, our, like, everybody's press. Like, we're doing press for ourselves, like, every time we post.
Ooh, I like how you said that.
I don't get the difference. Like, a lot of artists right now are, like, really tweaking about their social media presence, specifically Instagram. And I'm like, okay, like, I would rather be, like... using Rolling Stones or, like, using a bigger platform than just posting self. Like, it's, like, such a privilege to be able to, like, be on Rolling Stones like that. And I just feel like it's kind of dismissive of, like...
That's really interesting.
I don't know. Damn, I just feel like it's very similar.
That's, like... That makes so much sense.
I never thought of it in that way.
Yeah,
and she just
said that in my mind. It's like,
yeah, and now she's, like, way more active on Instagram than she has been in a while.
She is,
you know, she's
true.
Posting all these little... These little outfits. Her waist is snatched now.
Yeah. Yeah. Shot even in the gym.
So... I don't know. The last video interview I saw of her was with Kerwin Frost. It was like that interview series. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I haven't seen that, but I know what you're talking about.
The pencil face dude, tattooed dude.
You know what?
Y'all know him?
Yes.
I'm about to, now that I'm like pencil face. Yes. I'm literally like,
he's got a pencil on his face.
He does. Oh, I
very
have
much
seen
like,
him.
New York, like he has
spaghetti boys.
But he did an interview with her.
What's his, I never saw that.
Yeah, and I don't know. That's the last thing I saw of her.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen, like, an interview.
But I think she never really has interviewed.
In general.
So I don't really know what she's saying.
This is actually... I'm really glad you said that, too, about... Yeah,
what she's talking about.
About the press and the...
I love SZA.
This is coming from a place of, like,
she's
genuine,
so messy.
Like, love,
she's just like,
also, like,
all this.
And we're like,
you don't even do anything.
That's the energy you have to really appreciate. Like you said, she's just, like, talking. Hey, I might change my mind in... 30
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all are never going to see me again.
Yeah.
And then, like, she's going to
show up on live or something.
Literally.
Hey, girls, I'm back. Didn't mean it.
No, it's true. It's
I was
also,
thinking, though, maybe because I was, like, you were talking about how musicians are just those type of people being, like, very, like, sad boys, sad girls, like, in their fields type of thing. So I think that's what I was then thinking. I'm like, do you think it's, like, that frustration that, like, musicians have within, like, the idea of the music industry, like, labels, essentially. Like, because labels are probably the ones who are telling you to go on Rolling Stones and shit like that.
Oh,
so I'm like,
I
do
see.
You think it might be that? Because I'm just, like, maybe I'm, like, just trying to see the, like, best in her, but then I'm also, like, she does go back, and, like, a lot of the musicians have to go back, and I'm like, is it them going back?
Where?
Or is it just their label being like, hey... Go the
right.
fuck back.
I think, I mean, with social media, back. Like, all these musicians are, like, way more humanized now. So maybe it's just, like, this opportunity for them to be, like, super human.
Yeah.
And, like, in the past, we couldn't really see that with artists. And then they're even more vocal about the pressures of the label and this and that. Like, Summer Walker, I think she was really pressed about, like, she had to go on all these tours and she didn't want to, but that was, like, her label.
Yeah.
And,
because
you know.
She got on it, like, she came under fire because she was, like, saying how she didn't want to be in those settings, and everyone was like, well, like, why are you doing it? Why are you on tour? Why are you doing it? And she was like, because it's a part of my contract.
Yeah.
Like
she said it.
Like,
it's a part of my
contract. Actually, it was funny because you were just saying, taking it away of just being like, hey, it's the really bra. But then that's also how she talks.
The way she teddy bear. Does that. Like that. Oh my god. She really does. She's an interesting person from what I see on Instagram.
Well, because that's what I'm also saying. When you're saying about the humanizes them too, it is still in this way of like, you also see even their rawest sides. Like, Summer Walker said some fucked up shit, and you're just like, oh, like, I didn't want to hear that from you. And, like...
Yeah. It's like, what do we really want?
What do we really want? I'll tell you. And I think I said this the other day. I told Raj what I want, and I think I'm, like, maybe ready to claim it. I'm ready.
She definitely is ready to claim it. Because
let me
know what she said to me.
Let me tell you what I want.
Like,
what? What do you want?
Like, with a gun pointed at
you. What I want? Let me tell you what the fuck
I'm like, I don't know how to give it to you.
The siren cry. No, literally, I think it's not to say that I'm like, oh, I want there to be necessarily a separation of person and artist. I just want to know less about them. I think what you just described a second ago about, like, just the way that social media has changed the industry, so we do have this, like, humanized sense. I think in a lot of ways that's powerful and obviously important, because then you have the other side where people, like, idolize celebrities and don't see them as just another fucking person. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't need to feel like I don't, there's this weird, like, no barrier where now everyone thinks that everyone is their best friend or, like, has some sorts of, like I feel like we expect so much from them where I'm like, or I can just love your music and, like,
and I think,
rock with that.
You know, we just gotta say it. Beyonce and Solange do that the best.
They do it
like,
the
they,
best.
Like, the both best. Of them, like, they do it in different ways. Yes. But, like, we really don't know anything about Beyonce. Except from, like, things from her, like, earlier, like, younger years.
Because she kind of, she was like, nope.
Yeah, like, we still don't know who Becky is. Like, that's crazy. We like, how do we still not know?
Becky. And it's, is like... Is Becky even real? That's the scary thing, though, about having so much power over the press.
I know.
Or, like, being
that
friends with them.
That could have been a whole thing.
That could have literally just been, like...
I know.
Like, no, literally true. Just popped out of, like, someone's ass. Just like, hey, let's make up this random bitch.
Yeah, but they do. They really do.
Get the girls
I'm
talking.
So glad you said. And that they do it in a bit different ways. Because it does... Yeah, it seems very different. But I definitely feel like both of them, like, have that shit on lock.
Like, even Solange, like, she's getting a divorce now. And, like, the way she posted about it, like, she didn't have to do that. She knew people were going to find out. And, like, it was so eloquent. It was so, like... beautiful. It was just, I don't know, I just feel like she's just grace and beauty.
I agree. Yes,
but
yeah, because you said it, she didn't have to, but the fact that it was eloquent but also real of like
genuine.
I'm acknowledging that I don't even have to be doing this and like don't be in my business, but here's a little bit of what it is and like where I'm at as a person.
I think it's, but also it's a generational thing too, like they're a bit older. SZA and Summer Walker and art, like we're all
we were just
like
talking about that
is true.
We're all Instagram girls. Like we grew up on this
it's just our shit.
So like
true.
I don't
but
know,
maybe that's also the thing though too, like not to say that like maybe Solange, but I was even saying like Beyonce and Solange and that whole generation didn't grow up with Instagram. So then it's also that thing
it's
of like
easier.
They probably were doing some like crazy Instagram shit before, but they just didn't have the actual Instagram.
There weren't
like
any,
what
like,
was there?
Like no one saw all of
well,
that.
Well,
they
probably just like confided in like close like friends instead of like
that literally what I was saying.
You know, just had normal conversation.
Well, no, the idea of Finsta to me is so like strange in the way specifically when it's close friends that you're telling them things. I'm like, hey, just call a bitch. Like, tell me what happened.
I know.
That's so true.
How am I supposed to find out through this, like, random-ass 20 follower shit?
And
like,
even, like, live.
All those 20 bitches.
Live videos are really strange to me, too, because especially Ari Lennox, like, she'll pop up on the live, like, every 5 minutes.
Well.
And I'm like, who, why?
That's what was crazy. When we figured out her age, like, turning, like, almost 30, we were just like, oh, I thought you were one of us, like early 20s, like, why are you getting up on live?
She talked about an Instagram girl, like,
Ari
lives on Instagram.
And it's not a bad thing, it's, like, fun, it, like, lives, but I was like,
it's fun,
you're
but...
close, you're mirroring a 30.
And you're alive. I just don't, it's
I'm
like,
not even on live.
I know, well, that's because we don't have
lives. Oh, that's the thing, she was like, bitch, who's gonna come on your live? I'm like, yeah, you're right,
Ari.
I've
tried to live, like, twice, and I'm lucky, like, people will pop on and, like, exit. I'm like, hey.
I am so weak.
That's the sad thing. That's the one reason why I didn't go on live, because I know I don't care about when people come on, it's when they leave.
I don't
want me to
leave.
I'm really putting myself out here.
But I just think, they're just on social media too much. Twitter, Instagram.
Really?
Which, I don't know.
I think that's like what really.
And it's stirring the anxiety, it's adding to it.
Word.
So I don't know what the answer is, because like as a DJ, like it's I have such a problem with my management of my Instagram because it's like I need it to book gigs and to like know what's going on. Yeah. And but then I hate it. Like I don't want to be on Instagram that much. So it's just like so frustrating. And I'm sure like actual musicians have that issue times 10 because it's like you gotta maintain this conversation with people, with your followers, and just like be in the loop.
That's true.
But then it also is just like so bad for your mental health.
Word.
So it's like, how do we find the balance?
I'm glad you are asking that because Derry actually, it was a joke, but she definitely said that like the only way actually is digital anarchy in the way like, oh, we just gotta get rid of it now. Like,
I was like, we need to, because we were like, how is any of this ever gonna like actually like devolve, like stop as a thing? It's just like getting moving faster. And I was like, if we can just find the servers and like pour water on them.
That's just one Aquafina bottle. We're good.
Just an Aquafina bottle.
Just a big one.
We just all need to like run up and just be like, hey, we're gonna tear this shit down because.
When I first started DJing, I was playing more with like, you know, hip hop and R&B, like which are just like easy genres to like start DJing with. But now I'm like super, super into techno and like rave and house and like all of this stuff. So. And then in that, it's, like, not even just the music, but it's, like, the type of parties and the type of, like, social circles you're in. It's, like, very anarchist. It's very underground. It's very, like, rebellious. And those are the spaces that I prefer to be in now. Yeah. It just seems a bit more, like, not just progressive, but, like, if not to sound, like, pretentious, but, like, more intellectual also. Like, it just seems more... beneficial to me rather than just like going to these spaces where like the latest Drake song is playing and like everybody's just trying to get a fit off and like everybody's just trying to be seen at these like cute little bars. But so I'm more interested in like the underground scene that's like away from Instagram, but you still need Instagram a little bit just to promote it. But like after that, it's really like no phones, like just straight like raving and interacting with people to the wee hours
interacting with people.
And I really learned that like being in Europe, because as much as like they are really, they're just as like bad with Instagram there, but they know how to like really disconnect, I feel like,
and be
all I was gonna say those nights, like why were you saying the wee hours, like it was only until Europe that I was like, it's 6 in the morning and I'm still like, let's go, ladies.
Cause they're just they just know how to like socialize in a more normal way. It's just become, I mean obviously like, I mean everything is like capitalism and stuff here, like everything's commodified here, even just conversation now. So
but that's a word. This podcast,
right?
Read us.
Yes, I know. We have to rebel again. But no. But this is even great because we're talking about
destroys
it.
Destroys the entire studio.
I know. This
it
is the point. Break down the studio.
Could you have just season 2?
I'm just kidding.
But you know, like it's just. I don't know. The party scene here is just become horrible.
I was gonna say, do you mind talking about like, did you DJ in Europe like extensively?
No. So well.
Oh, tell us. Yes, but tell us a little bit about this.
Okay. Yeah. So well, I studied abroad in Madrid first, and that was my first time out of the country ever. And that's when I just got a glimpse into, like, European nightlife, which they're insane. Like, they don't go out until, 2016?
Oh, okay, recent. That's, like, low-key the same
when you were
here. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Where'd you go?
I think mine was 2017 in the spring.
You went to Madrid?
No, sorry, London.
London? Okay.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. I've been to Madrid during that time because of it, but I was like, it wasn't for study abroad.
Okay, yeah. So, like,
they don't go out till what?
They don't go out until, like, midnight. Like, they don't start the night. Like, they don't eat dinner till, like, 10.
That's what I mean. They also have siesta. Naps. That's what we need in this world.
Naps. I am a napper.
Yes. Good for Sam. She's a true artiste. If you're taking a nap.
People be coming for me for nap, and I'm like,
take your nap.
No, take your nap if it's 20 minutes, 2 hours.
What do they have to come?
Don't know. I mean, sure, it has to do with depression, but, like, we also just need to take a nap.
I feel like depression for, like, even just the way it's, like, seen, it's just a misunderstanding of black and brown people. Maybe that's just our coping of just like living in this world.
Let
so
me
then
take a little,
I'll take a little nap. I'm
a little
tired.
Nap.
And I'll wake up
tired.
A lot happier in your opinion.
Yep.
Because I had my fucking nap.
No, truly. It's necessary.
But yeah, so I started going out there and seeing the party scene there, and then I studied again in Paris, which is where I like really, really got into it. Mm. Especially because, first of all, I did not know that Paris was so black. Like, I touched down, and, like, they do not show that in, like, media
in
representations
gonna,
of
yeah,
Paris.
That's very
no.
True.
I was like, this city is so black.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing, like, again, black people listening to genres of music that they would definitely not fuck with here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seeing a bunch of black people just raving, for example, was just really weird. To see them just, like, going crazy to techno music.
Yeah.
Or just, like, straight disco. Like, people our age, like, 20s. Like, in their 20s.
It's not dead.
Wow.
It's not dead.
Oh,
damn it.
Dude.
But you're also touching upon, like, how house music is black. Like, it's not white.
Oh, yes.
All
so then, of
been.
Course, and then I'm also really into Afrofuturism.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, like, dove really deep into understanding the roots of electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we could talk about that for hours, but it's
mm-hmm.
it's black. It comes from Detroit and Chicago.
Right.
And I don't know what I'm talking about now. But yeah, so I like went to Paris and
you're DJing, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just saw all that and then I saw how people could like really, really let loose and have fun and listen to like very like these genres of music are not like mind melting. Like they really make you think and feel and they force you to dance like for real, not just like I mean I love twerking, but it's not just like booty popping, it's like you're really like your whole body
like
is feeling
entire
these
body.
Yeah. So then that's what I'm trying to like bring here, but it's really hard to find. But I mean there's definitely a scene, but like it's hard to get people on board if they haven't like experienced it, I guess, in Europe first. I don't know. But yeah, so the scene here is just it's depressing. But hopefully I don't know, but there's places
here as in I know you started by talking about like New York and stuff. Do you mean here as in like the entire West? Or
like
America
US, though, I'm assuming,
the
right?
US.
Oh,
yeah, West. It just feels like people are not open minded enough to like I mean, I'm not this is like obviously a generalization.
Because I'm thinking about other places, but I want to know. Like, I'm thinking about, like, have you ever experienced this in other, like, scenes in the U.S.?
I don't know. I feel like there's not even, like, in Dallas, for example, like, I'm sure there are small little pockets of, like, underground scenes, but you can't,
Word.
Like,
yeah.
you can't really go out and find, like, the biggest DJs aren't going to Dallas.
Yeah, it's
not,
not
going to.
That's the thing about, like,
so
sadly, like, New York and L.A. is just, like, this, like, scenes, like,
mm-hmm.
that's actual, like, I've noticed as, like, ideas of, like, scenes and, like, people who are, like, technically, like, within, like, the industry and, like,
mm-hmm.
whatever that means of being within the industry
mm-hmm.
and, like, what that means about, like, just your actual, like, talent or whatnot. It's
mm-hmm.
still this idea of, like, there's just a lot more, like, artists in, like, a...
Yeah, in, like, the market.
Yeah, in,
yeah.
like, a microcosm. That's
yeah.
the word. I sometimes mm-hmm. just say words that are, like, big. Like, you know, I think that's the one. And then I'll, like, quickly look at the definition and
Yo.
Thank God, sometimes it's the one. Sometimes it's not. Everyone's like, what? I'm like, let's move on.
Your spirit knows. Your spirit knows. Another thing that I wanted to touch up and just, like, hear you speak about if you feel any, if you have
mm-hmm.
any thoughts, but it's just, I feel like right now in New York, at least, I'm seeing, like, a boom that I really appreciate of, like, DJs that are women
mm-hmm.
because
they're saving
like
New
how,
York's life
right
now.
That's
yeah.
literally what it
this is
like.
The only thing
that's anything
exciting.
That I have read I feel like that's been like really interesting or like thought-provoking recently that's like about DJs has
yeah.
somehow been about the women doing it and I'm like
yeah.
I really like believe and feel that this needs to be like the fuel moving forward. Like, don't let this just be like a like you
it's
said
really,
like,
I
just
feel like it's even more
ass.
Like whenever I show up to a place and
mm-hmm.
it's like a dude DJing it's
mm-hmm.
such a drag. I'm like I already know this is not gonna be popping. Like, and it's almost weird for me now to hear like now that I've been a female DJ and
mm-hmm.
I also have seen so many amazing female DJs play
mm-hmm.
their music and stuff. And, like, it's almost awkward for me to then see a dude play, like, the same songs that are, like, so not that they shouldn't play feminine songs,
mm.
but they're playing, like, these songs that are, like, you know, about pussy and popping and this and that. And I'm like, this almost just feels kind of aggressive coming from, like, a dude. Because I'm, like,
mm.
especially, like, recently I'm really into Jersey club music.
Mm.
So, like, obviously, like, these dudes are making really great Jersey Club, but, like, seeing, like, a girl, like, there's this amazing producer called Unique.
Okay.
And she's, like, the queen of Jersey Club. Like, that's, like, what she calls herself. Mm-hmm. And it's just so powerful with hearing it from her mm-hmm. and seeing her perform is just, like, such high energy. I feel like she's probably, like, one of the most important female DJs right now. As far as being both a DJ and a producer.
Word.
But no, the women in New York are killing it. There's this collective called Disc Woman, mm-hmm. who, I think it was founded by this British girl who, like, came here, and I think she's a co-owner at Bossa Nova Civic Club.
Oh!
The electronic club in Bushwick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Disc Woman is so sick, and they have an international roster of all female DJs of all different colors, gender, sexuality.
Yeah.
I feel like they really started this, like, renaissance. And then there's, like, DJs, like, Bearcat, who I think is also on Disc Woman, who's just, like, she's making waves in techno music. Yeah. Like, her music is so, like, dark and gritty, and, like, it's just so intense and so beautiful at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then you have people like Jada Loren, who I really look up to, who she can play any genre of music, and it's like, that's really hard to do as a DJ, is to be able to, like, play anything to any type of crowd and have it be popping no matter what. Like, she can go from, like, Berghain, I don't think she's played there, but she could, like, tear up Berghain in Berlin and then come back and do, like, a complete reggae set at some vegan cafe. And she's just awesome. So, like, yeah, women are just, like, we can just do it all, you know, we just happen. And I'm just trying to be a little crumb in the puzzle, in the piece, in the
pie. In addition, like, to Paris, do you have, like, a place that you feel like you really want to, play, like, at some point, like, location?
London, because London is, like, that's where it's popping. Like, the DJs there are in, like, I that's watch it. Like, now we have all these really great video platforms like Boiler Room that you can watch DJ sets. There's also one called Keep Hush that's amazing. They're a newer platform, but they're almost better than Boiler Room in a way. Not better, but, like, I don't know, it's a different thing, but it's also really good. And I want to play in London at some point. And they also have amazing female DJs coming out of there too. And it's great because these women are both producing and DJing and, like, making very, very cutting edge sounds. Like, it's really cool. And I feel like, and London and New York are very connected now. Even, like, New York and Paris. But there's, like, because of social, like, I guess that's obviously, like, a big pro. Like, I'm not going to sit here and hate on social media the whole time. Because that's how we're all, like, employed and, like, doing what we're doing. But, like, it's connecting, like, scenes globally in such a good way. Especially, like,
that's a good point.
Like, the African diaspora. Like, it's connecting us to, like, so many, like, countries and things in Africa in a way that were never possible before. Because, like, Afrobeats and, like, G-Com and, like, Baile Funk and, like, all of these sounds that were, like, so niche are now, like, last summer, like, you couldn't step out the door without hearing an Afrobeat
song.
That's true. And, like, you know, like, it's just,
there's, like, no way.
But then, like, in Europe and Paris, like, they have been doing that for years. So it's funny how things are just now popping off here. And I guess that's, like, a bit of my frustration is, like, there's always going to be that lag. Especially whenever, like, just not that I've traveled a lot, but because I've traveled a bit in the past few years, I've sort of, like, I've been in Paris, the song was hot there, and then I come here and people are just now, like, oh, have you heard the song? I'm like, but, you know, that's beside the point. But it's just really great that all of these scenes are connecting, and especially the connection between London and New York, I think, is definitely the one to watch right now.
Hell yeah.
So, I'm into that.
I love it. Yeah. Do you want to do you currently do any production? Or do you want to?
No, I want to, but like, I'm doing so many things. Like, I was just telling your friend, like, I don't even know where to begin with producing. And it's like, there's so many people who are making such good songs that I don't even want. I would rather just, like, play the incredible music right now. And just, you know, be a sort of funnel for it. And then I'll start making music. But, like, for every girl that makes a poppin' song, like, I want to be able to play their music. Like, I try to, you know, play first women and then, well, first women of color.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it'll go from there. But I try to start every set in that way. So.
So you include Ariana Grande in that?
No.
I cannot stand.
She's my favorite white woman of color. Queer white
woman. Okay, but well, what about Snow Allegra? Yeah. Because do you guys know her?
Yes, of course. Yeah,
so I'm trying to figure out what's up with her.
I am too. I want to know what's.
Because apparently
she's not black. She's.
She's
Iranian?
Persian, Iranian, or something.
Yeah.
Is she Swedish?
She's Swedish. Or no, I'm not. Oh, okay, now that I think, I feel like it's Algerian. Then maybe I don't know now. What is?
But she seems like an Ariana Grande type situation to me.
Oh, like a white. Like
Ariana Grande is black, so I don't know what we're talking about here.
So, yeah, you're right.
I was like, never mind. Silly.
I am so bad at you. Yeah. No, I'm not quite sure what situation is with her.
Yeah.
I remember at one point something, I think it was, I don't know, maybe she said nigga.
Ariana Grande's allowed to say that.
But you know, Snow Allegra said it, and then everybody was like, oh, like, what's the tea, girl? Like, why are you or aren't you
because
black?
She said
like,
someone...
my dad has an afro, and everybody was like, but are you black?
No, but I also said someone had tweeted that for her, and then the person who had said he tweeted it, he was like, yeah, I did. But again, it really is one of those things, like,
why are you giving out
your Twitter?
Why is that the first thing they tweet? What is this? Twitter's a mess. Everybody delete your Twitter account.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I'm just sad that you're a private account, and I cannot tell you how many things that I'd be trying to retweet of yours, and I'm like, damn it.
That's exactly why I'm private.
Damn it. Yeah. Exactly. Like, and I'm just like, God.
They're not meant to be retweeted.
But yeah, no, that's definitely the complex. The white women of color in pop. I don't even know how to begin with that, but.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, I guess I will say. Yeah, I'm excited to see more of all that you're discussing. Like, I just feel like hopefully the growth of that will be felt. Like, I feel like New York is a huge example, but I don't know about any, like, LA, I don't know, like, other places. I don't know what the kind of, like, movement or push there looks like in terms of, like, seeing, like, visible women in the scene and, like, really calling shots. I can see it here in New York because I just... obviously here, but I just don't really know what that looks like other places, so I'm like, I hope this is ebbing everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know, I have no idea what's going on in LA. But no, here it's
people in LA don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel bad. LA is really going through some sad times right now, but
true, losing a lot of greats.
Yeah, but still,
yeah. But no, here, yeah. Sorry. I feel like if you're
good. I'm also low-key stoned, and I'm looking at Ivan, and he's just as sacked. So I really just like, goddamn, what's up, dude?
I forgot y'all were smoking. I'm over here drinking my water.
I know, literally, like, staying hydrated.
I'm like, I'm just drinking green juice.
Yes.
Good for you.
Word. Well, I'm trying to think. Other music things I want to talk about. Oh, well, originally I told you I wanted to bring up this Lovers and Friends Festival. But
such a random thing.
Yeah, it just was like, I think I got off work and was like doing my date, you know, checking in on Twitter as we do. Mm-hmm. And I just literally saw so much conflicting information about this event, this festival that was supposed to be happening and having like all these people in it and whatnot. And then literally over the course of 3 days, it went from being like, oh, this is a lie. Oh, this is happening. Oh, this is a lie again. And I was just like, what is this story? Like, and people were low-key talking about it like it was like another fire festival situation. And I was just like,
I think it is. I mean, I just did a quick Google, a little 1-2 on the Google to see what was up. And I guess like half of those artists were not even like aware.
Informed, yeah.
It was all on Instagram too, though. That's the only other reason I wanted to bring it up, because it was Instagram.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was the best.
People were commenting and being like, oh, this is so fake. And then literally the next, an hour later, being like, oh, never mind. All things confirmed. Looks like we're a go.
Well, the thing is, the company is supposed to be very legitimate. I think it's called Goldmine or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know exactly the festivals that they put together, but they were like, no, we're a very legit company, blah, blah, blah. Like, there was just some miscommunication.
Wild.
You
know who came out about it and said...
Like,
not. my God. Absolutely not. No, but there's this DJ who's kind of, I guess, like, I think he's pretty popular. You know Joe K of Selection? There's a, like, Selection is like this music, whatchamacallit, collective. And basically, he was supposed to be the one, like, DJing the whole thing and, like, got on Twitter and was like, everybody claiming that this is fake is, like, clearly misinformed. Like, well, we solidified everything. And artists were still like,
yeah, because
not me.
What I read, they were saying like only the people like lower down on the thing were like, no, this is real.
Literally,
it's like some little girl at the bottom of the.
No, damn. And that's really crazy to think about, like having them have this realization unravel on Twitter. Like, can you imagine, like,
yeah,
finding
like,
out
your name, and you're like, bitch, I'm not gonna be there.
Yeah, I know. I think Lil Kim said something. Yeah, she was like,
I was gonna say, I was like, Meg Thee Stallion fans were like, wait, but you're gonna be at an event.
Festival. Yeah. She's like supposed to be
cross-checking her schedule.
No, you're not.
We're
gonna
all
be
her
here.
Manager.
Literally,
we're like, we did not sign anything.
The hotties did not sign off on this, so actually, Megan will not be there.
No. So real. Yeah, that whole thing.
Also, like, is this gonna be like Hot Girls? Is Hot Girls Summer gonna continue?
2.0?
I don't know. I was on it last summer.
Oh, I think we all were.
It is. It's a lifelong commitment now, I think.
Yeah. The Hot Girl agenda.
It's a lifelong commitment.
Yeah, like we signed on the dotted line.
I was gonna say, get your Fenty Beauty, all your sets, and be your Hot Girl.
And get your knees ready to crack a lack because we are.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
But maybe not at the Lovers Festival. Maybe anywhere but.
Yeah, anywhere but.
Yeah, literally.
That actually reminds me about Coachella in the Ferris wheel. Someone took a video of someone giving someone else head, and I was like, let them have that. And I was like,
I know,
they were just minding their business at the Ferris wheel.
I know, social media sucks.
I know,
you can't even have public sex anymore.
What? Yeah,
god damn it,
it's just not fun.
No, literally, because my first time in New York,
y'all done
we're walking
like,
around
public. I think we've talked about this before.
Well, literally near the Stuy Park residence, the fucking, we were literally, we you turned the corner, it? No, God, no,
oh,
not me.
I
don't get me wrong, there's no stigma, I would love to do it, but it wasn't the way they did it, because I literally turned, it was, we're on 15, so yeah, I turned on to 2nd Avenue, right before that little, like, seafood joint.
Yeah.
And some dude was literally giving another dude, like, a blowjob, and I was like, but I screamed, and I was like, and I was nice screamed. About it, I was like, you go, ladies, I was like, you got it, girl. And he was like, oh, and then, like, got all scared. Clutches some pearls he couldn't afford. It was one of those where he was all shocked, and I was like, honey, you're not even covered up. Like, did you not expect anyone
to
see this? And I actually am like, go on, get that nut. And he just stopped.
Wow. I mean, that's it.
Anyone done public sex? Have you done public sex?
No.
Have you done public sex?
But it's on my list of things that I want to do.
If you did, go on.
Yeah,
I was like, because we love a public sex. I'm really trying to think.
I remember we had a conversation about this before. I was like, bathroom doesn't come. It is. That's the thing. It's like,
what's legality?
Well,
who's to tell me?
When you're black.
It is one of those things that, like that, you said, it's like, the whole indecency thing, like public indecency, and
right.
Then you can't be like obviously. Because
then you can be like a sex offender or something.
Yeah, you
that
literally
is true.
Get it
I see
on
what you're him. Saying.
So it's one of those things where I'm like, well, I mean, on a private island, is it?
Yeah.
That's my goal scenario. No.
Like,
I promise I'm not.
I'm
talking
like private
this
jet.
Is a fantasy.
Like, but
this
it's
is
not
a fantasy.
Public anymore.
And that's what I was about to say.
It has
that
to be on a United Airlines flight.
Yeah. On your private island. That's not public.
Someone said that apparently this
on your Spirit airline
said that's a lot.
Oh. If you're having public sex on Spirit, and I'll even say it, my girl Southwest, get the fuck off the plane.
Yeah.
If we can't even choose our seats at this goddamn joint, you wanna fuck here? Get the fuck out of here.
What do you think?
Sorry.
No.
What were you saying?
No. I just heard somebody say once that apparently you can do that on a plane. You can have sex on a plane.
You're allowed? I mean, the attendants literally sometimes have sex with like.
How do you
really
know?
So I have their OnlyFans started doing a thing, and a big gay porn star actually had a video out with like a flight attendant, but I don't like it, and you could tell it was like cramped up because they were in the bathroom.
Yo.
Huh.
That attendant though got his nut. It was crazy.
Wow, that's a
through and through.
Crazy thought. Through and through.
It was short.
I can't imagine coming
the
up.
The attendant.
It's
gotta go give those crackers.
Oh my god! Literally, word.
12B needs a Sprite. If I was the flight attendant with him, I'd be like, bitch, get your nut, but get out of here in 2 minutes, because if it's
I've
a three,
coffee to serve.
I'm not serving that bitch.
No,
she already gave me the eyes. because we're a bunch of faggot ass flight attendants.
I'm crying. I'm dead. But yes, so I have to say thank you so much.
Thank you. Genuine thank you for actually being a part of thank what also just happened there.
Part of our
that
show.
Tangent took a turn.
And guys. Sharing your lovely insight. We love to see it. Yes. We're going to share your social on our page and everything, but if you would like
to just
if you have anything coming up too, like if you have anything you want to plug.
Yeah, well, I don't, but
no, yeah, I even was funny too.
So
like, yeah, I'm so no.
I'm actually like not to even sound, but like I'm genuinely trying to like chill right now and like really practice and learn as much as I can about music. And then come back more towards the summer and be able to, like, really, really give something worth seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Because also, like, a lot of these DJs will just, like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They just want to, you know, party, and they just throw these really shitty parties, and they don't know how to do anything, and I don't want to be that person. So I'm really trying to, you know, read up. Hell, but anyways, you can follow me on Instagram, SamTaylor24, T-A-Y-L-O-R. 24. And can't follow me on Twitter. Sorry.
Hey, sorry, don't do it.
Good quality shit.
And SoundCloud, I think I'm Honey Bun Sounds.
Fire. So we'll include all of that in the description.
On Spotify?
And make sure that we
No, I'm not on Spotify. Yeah. Oh, I do have a monthly residency on Half Moon BK. Shout outs to Half Moon BK.
Cool.
They're an amazing black owned radio station in Brooklyn. So we're starting that back up in March.
Fire.
And I think I'm playing every Wednesday, like 3 to 4 or something like that. But
beautiful. Oh my God, yes.
Let y'all know.
Also be plugging. Well, yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. This is real cute. This
yeah,
real cute.
I loved it.
Oh,
sorry, again, still strong.
You're
like, it's
listening.
Time for lunch.
Literally, no, it is. That's a grab.
Wow, now that you said it, I was like, a bitch is hungry. I'm sorry, Daria. Yeah, you can say it. Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, love ya. I do. This episode was audio engineered by Ivan Cabrera.